Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You're listening to The Morning Shift with Mike, Bo, Ali Mack, and Dylan. And all morning, Bo and Mike have been trying to figure out who they can hand the title to for best running back on an opposing team. I'm not sure we got any further the last time we brought it up. We were trying to get down to the top four. Where did we land on that?
Yeah, I think we've come together on three of them. And it's tough. And I think the both Bo and I would agree that number one on the list, if healthy, is Christian McCaffrey. I don't think there's any doubt. I think there's a larger conversation to be had in the NFL of who is the best running back when they're all healthy. You know, is it Saquon at this point? Is it still Derrick Henry?
Well, it's going to be Bijan Robinson after this year. I think he takes the step.
I don't think you're far off on that at all. And I think he's top five as it is. And I would not be shocked if in year three he absolutely hits the next level.
We're going to look back at the 8th overall pick from 2023 and say, was it right? Was it wrong? Who, you know, like, did should have been Jalen Carr, should have been Bijan Robinson? And I think that you're going to say it worked out for both teams, because I don't think Jalen Carter would be the guy here like he was. I think he needed to get away. I think he needed to be around guys. I think he needed to have guys develop him in certain ways that he needed that help. And I think the Falcons fans are going to be like, you know, wish we – it's kind of like – it's going to go back to the Bijan. You remember how J.J. Watt and Julio were talked about?
Yeah.
It's going to be that way. Oh, we could have had J.J. Watt later in what, you know – and we could have not had to trade up as far. But then in the day, you're going to go, yeah, but Julio was great. Julio was a Hall of Famer. And I think that's what the Bijan Robinson. I don't know if Jalen Carter will be a Hall of Famer. I just don't know the trajectory. Right now, he's definitely playing towards it. But I think at the end of the day, you're going to say that about Bijan Robinson.
Yeah, and I'll be interested to see Bijan, because, and we've talked about it before, when you talk about running backs and you talk about Bijan Robinson, he is still young. But We just went through a list where I never thought we would have a list, and as we're breaking it down, we're talking about what, five running backs that are north of 30. You know, there's just so many of these guys on this list that it feels like they just continue to stick around and continue to do big things. And the list is about the opponents of the Atlanta Falcons, not even about the NFL. And you have to include Derrick Henry in that list when you get. I mean, he's 31 years old, so the trajectory of running backs, I think, is slowly starting to change. And when you're as explosive as Bijan is, and you understand the game like he seems to, you know, you think about, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 more years where he can be a big factor.
Well, let's talk about it like this real quick before we do, you know, kind of take it down and get to the final list. We were arguing, and I'm like, well, you can't have that guy on. You can't leave off Aaron Jones. He had 1,500 all-purpose yards and 7 touchdowns. But Bijan had more. You can't leave off James Cook. Now, he had more touchdowns than Bijan, but you know he only had 3 more touchdowns than Bijan Robinson. Like, but Bijan had way more yards.
Yeah.
You can't leave off Kyren Williams. You know, 1 more touchdown, but way less all-per. Like, Bijan has got better numbers than everybody on this list that we're going through to compare him. To say these are the best running backs, Bijan's better than every single one of them.
Yeah.
He had better numbers than every single one of these guys on our list last year. That's a little bit like.
You think we take him for granted in the city?
Hell yeah, we do.
You think we do?
Oh yeah.
All the conversation, and rightfully so, all the conversation since he's been here is surrounded the quarterback position.
It's the fact that the need has been one thing for so long, and everyone was salivating for Jalen Carter, and you didn't take him. You took Bijan. That it was you were disappointed in the pick, so you've automatically taken everything he's done since he's been here to me and granted. Now, I don't think everybody's taking it for granted, but I think as a fan base as a whole, if you were going to lump everyone in, I think, yeah, we've taken him for granted.
Yeah. I don't think you're far off on that. And there just seems to be this, like, let's call them top five running backs. And it seems like everybody after that, for the next 20, you can have arguments for or against. And that's why this list is so tough. And again, I'm talking about there's top five running backs in the NFL. And I think it's Bijan's in that list. I think Christian McCaffrey's in that list. I think that Saquon's in that list. Derrick Henry's in that list. But I think once you get past that, you start talking about, well, this guy's good, had an injury. This guy's good, the offensive line's not great. This guy's had good years, didn't last year. This guy's not what he once was. This guy's 31. This guy, you know, and I've said a lot about Devon Achane today. I mean, he didn't even rush for 1,000 yards last year. You know what I mean? Like, he's been one of those guys that, you know, showed flashes, and I think he's a home run hitter, and I think he's a star in the making, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You also look at a guy like Breece Hall, and you wonder what even is the offense that he's been playing in. You know what I mean?
And
nobody really even knows.
And look at his rookie year when he tore his. I mean, he was like on a record. Not only say record breaking, but an extremely good pace when he tears his ACL.
Yeah, he's still very young.
I want
to say he's 24.
We both agree it's Christian.
Yeah.
Then we both agree that Bucky Irvin's got to be on there. Whether he's two or four, it doesn't matter. He's on there, right? Let's just get to the four. Yeah.
Is that because it's so hits so close to home in terms of what you feel like he can do against our team?
I think he's versatile.
Do you have his stats from last year in front of you?
Yeah, he rushed for 1,100 yards. He 207 carries for 1,122 yards with 8 touchdowns. He had 47 catches for 392 yards. And that was, remember, he came on. He was not the starter to start the season. And so he only had 8. He didn't have a receiving touchdown. But those are pretty good numbers. I think
those are great numbers.
I think he lost like 4 fumbles, so which should play into a little bit of that. One of them was, well, I think pretty sure one of them was when we went down there and Jesse rips the ball out of his arms. I think that was him. That was either him or Rashad White. He ripped the – remember Jesse?
Yeah.
I think it was the second possession or their first possession. We score that first touchdown to Pitts on that.
Yeah. How do those numbers contrast to Bijan's rookie year? I'm trying to figure that one out because that's what I'm weighing in my head is like, obviously, you know, Bijan's going in year three, and I know what his stats were last year when you're talking about, you know, what, I don't know, 1,800 all-purpose yards, 1,900 all-purpose yards. And I'm thinking of Bucky Irving in those terms. Now, like you said, Bucky Irving grew into the role of starter last year. And I think that almost plays into me having more and fear. And I know that you guys are out there. I ain't scared of nobody. I'm not saying that. I'm just in terms of how they can break open a game against the Atlanta Falcons. I think that when I look at Bucky Irving is more of a threat to me just simply because, like you said, it's a three-headed running game. But if it's just him, he's terrifying.
So Bijan had 214 carries for 976 yards and 4 touchdowns his rookie year.
Right.
He also had 58 catches for 487 yards and another 4 touchdowns. So they both had 8 touchdowns. Bijan had a better year receiving, and Bucky Irving had a better year rushing. But you could make the case that Bucky played behind in a better offense his rookie year than Bijan did his, because you had Desmond Ridder as the quarterback and a couple other guys.
That's probably.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Probably true, but I will say this. If you remember 2 years ago, Tampa's had the worst running game in the NFL. Like they 2 years ago, Tampa had the worst running game in the NFL. They were Cody Mauch, when he was a rookie, the kid out of North Dakota State, was awful.
Yeah, but I think Bucky Irvin didn't go through that. I mean,
but I know, but I think he was part of the turnaround, so I'm giving him credit for that.
I think he's part of it. I also think Cody Mauch getting so much better.
I agree.
I think Liam Cohen kind of making an emphasis on running the football.
Yes.
So I'm not holding that against Bijan. I think they both came to a situation where they had other guys. Between, so Bucky, Cook, Christian.
Yeah.
Chuba or Kyren Williams? Or is there somebody else that you want on there? That you want to throw in there, that mix? Because
they all have ups and downs. I would say that I think that Breece Hall and Jonathan Taylor for me and James Conner are all kind of on the same plane. I think Kyren Williams, actually, though, the way that he's going to be utilized, and you talked about it a minute ago, you talk about the power run game that really just you say the run game complements the passing game out there. Stafford's able to do so many different things. They have weapons outside. But when you look at Sean McVay and the way he's able to utilize this offense and put people in the right places, Kyren Williams, to me, is probably that next-level guy. He'd probably round out my top four there.
I agree, and that's exactly the point I was going to say. Probably would have said it a little bit differently, mainly because we talk differently. But the fact that when you play LA, if you don't shut down Kyren Williams, then you're done. You will have a tough time beating them, because if he gets going, it opens up everything else. Everything up. Sean McVay's whole playbook is going to be wide open.
That's a Falcons home game. Is that a primetime game? I want to say that's a primetime game. I know that that's homecoming for Sean McVay, right? Matthew Stafford.
It's a Monday night game.
There you go, man. Let's go. See, this is what I'm talking about, Allie. I'm already sweating the armpits. Let's go, baby.
But see, that's the thing that nobody even thinks about. That was and that's what Zach knows. That was one of the questions Zach was asked when he came here.
Good point. It's a really good point.
So, and come guess on, who else
Zach.
Knows?
You're up to bat, Zach. We're
Rye
looking at
knows.
You.
Rye knows it too.
Looking at you.
Rye knows that Kyren Williams can go off.
Well, and this is just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to debating our opponents for this Falcons season, because we're going to start with, we're going to go for our QB, best, toughest place to play, toughest opponents. Bo and Mike are going to be debating these things every day on the show. But coming up next, we're all super excited to head down to Echo Park Speedway. So we have a special Life of Squid.
We will catch up with the vice president and I believe the general manager. He's got so many titles, it doesn't even matter. He's kind
of
like
mayor of the Echo Chamber.
Brandon Hutchinson, who has told me that I have basically free reign over the racetrack. You too, Mike. Mm. We can do whatever we want. Echo Park Speedway.
Not a good idea.
Is ours. Next, Morning Shift Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, and
the Odyssey app!
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.